Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. And here it is once more again. God has allowed us to come together for Inspirational Wednesday, the Bible study that we come together and explore the Word of God. It is always a privilege and a pleasure to be with you on Wednesday nights. I just want to first of all thank God for allowing this to happen again and again and again. And thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to come and join in on Wednesday. As always, I like to let you know that this is not my Bible study, but it is our Bible study. I want you to know that God has orchestrated this, and each and every one of you are playing a part. And because of that, I say thank you. Tonight, I would just like to say that God is good and God is good all the time. First, all obedience to God, to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and to each and every one of you, I give honor as well. Thank you. Our lesson tonight is going to be on, it's going to come from the book of Psalms, and it's going to be the 23rd chapter, the entire chapter. And the lesson theme tonight is, we are the sheep, and God is our shepherd. We are the sheep, and God is our shepherd. But before we get into the lesson, it's time to pray. And as always, I like to find out if anybody would like to do a prayer. You can press the one button on your phone, and I'll let you come in and pray. If not, we're going to pray. And when I get through praying, whoever prays, I'm going to play some music, and then after that, we're going to go into the lesson. I hope that everybody had a wonderful 4th of July that just passed. And that everybody's week was God-filled, and, you know, you received the things that you wanted. So we're going to go ahead and go in with prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, dear Lord God, I just want to take time to say thank you. Thank you, dear God, for being our God and being our helper and deciding and working it out for our good. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your word that's going to go forth tonight. And Holy Ghost, I pray that you take the information. Let it not return void, but give illumination and revelation to those who meditate on your word. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every person that calls in, that's called in tonight, and I pray that they receive the blessings that they are in need of. Help each and every one of them, dear God, with the things that they would like to receive from you. Find favor in their lives, dear God, and we're going to be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. And again, our lesson is, we are the sheep, and God is our shepherd. And we're going to be in the book of Psalms, the entire 23rd Psalm. At this time, I'm going to play a little music for us. And when we get through with the music, we're going to go into the Word of God.
Many things
And that was Jesus, You Are the Living Word by Fred Hammond. I have a caller that has pressed the one button on their phone. Their phone number is 504-250. I'm going to go ahead and open their mic and see if they wanted something. It could be an error. So hold on. Caller 504-250. You press your mic to have something to say. 504-250. It may have been an error. And also I see my grandson, Madison, has called in. And I'm so glad that he did, and he's going to offer up prayer at this time. So Madison, you on the phone?
Yes.
And would you like to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to tell the listeners anything tonight?
You will love this Wednesday that my grandma is about to teach you a little stuff about God.
Okay, you could go ahead and pray.
Thank you for another Wednesday, another day that we learn about you. And because of that, it brings us closer and closer and closer to you. So when we go to heaven and meet you, we can say and talk about stories about you that we have learned, and then he will tell us things that he appreciates that we learn, take the time to learn about him, because many people don't take the time to learn about him, and they go on with their day. And today, I think that you should study some of the books of the Bible and the fruit of the Spirit, please. And that even brings us closer and closer to God. Please, in the name of Jesus, amen.
I just want to thank you, Madison, for calling in and thank you for your prayer. It's always good to hear you pray and talk about the goodness of God. I thank you, Madison.
Welcome.
I needed that, y'all. So here we go into the lesson. We are the sheep, and God is our shepherd. Psalms 23. I always give a little background. So since we're in the book of Psalms, I want you to know that the book of Psalms was mainly written by King David. But it wasn't entirely written by David, but they had other authors, and the book of Psalms is comprised of five books. You see, when David wrote the 23rd Psalm, he wrote it from his own experience because his early days were spent caring for sheep as a shepherd. This lets us know right here that God uses our experiences that we have in life as well as our gifts, our talent, and our resources to give him the glory. God uses everything that he created for his glory. And here we see that he is using David's experience as a shepherd to inspire him to write the 23rd Psalm. That's amazing. God is an awesome God. You see, God knew that when David wrote the 23rd Psalm, David knew what he was going to write was true, because he used it. Let me back up. When he wrote the 23rd Psalm, he used what he knew to be true and used it to express how he felt. Remember, the Bible was written by man but inspired by God. God inspired David to use an analogy of a shepherd and his sheep to write the 23rd Psalm. And he knew that David would be able to express, describe, write a correct illustration of a relationship between a shepherd and his sheep in great details. Psalm 23 is the most read, the most quoted, the most memorized, and through all passages of the scripture. You see, God never asked us to do things he knew we would not be able to accomplish. God uses the things of the natural to explain the spiritual, so we can get a good understanding of what he wants to reveal to us. You see, God is using an analogy right here in the 23rd Psalm of a shepherd and his sheep. You see, analogy is a comparison based on similarities. It shows likeness between people, places, or things. You see, once we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior and Master, he became our shepherd, and we became his sheep. I want to ask you tonight, you know, most people know the 23rd Psalm and they say the 23rd Psalm, but have you ever just sat down and meditated about what it was about? Or do you go through the motions like everybody else, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and you're saying the words, but it's not being meaningful to you and it's not meaning that much to you. But the 23rd Psalm, like I said, is the most memorized, the most quoted, so it's got to have some meaning to it. So I hope tonight after we get through with the 23rd Psalm, we can see it in its likeness, and then I will give some information and the Holy Ghost will give illumination, because God, everything in the Bible has a purpose, and the 23rd Psalm has a purpose as well. So as we go into the lesson, and we're going to be in the 23rd Psalm, Book of Psalms, and we're going to start at the first verse, and that verse said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That should be enough for you to hold on. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you could go through, you know, no matter what's going on in your life, if you rely and depend on and just know and trust that the Lord is your shepherd, and this scripture said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's take first things first. Before you can feel associate yourself with this verse in this chapter, you have to ask yourself the question, is the Lord your shepherd? Have you ever looked at the Lord as your shepherd? Have you ever realized that the Lord is your shepherd? In this verse, we can see that the Lord is described as a shepherd. A shepherd is one who tends to sheep. The characteristic of a good shepherd is one who provides all of his sheep's needs. He guides his sheep, he guides his sheep in the right direction and protects his sheep at all costs. You see, God used this analogy of sheep and shepherds so that we could truly understand what he's saying. You know, a shepherd is a good thing, and when a sheep is obedient, the sheep will be taken care of. You see, shepherds in the Bible face incredible danger in caring for his sheep. They often put their lives on the line by having to fight wild animals who threaten their flocks. In order to be a good shepherd, they had to be willing to lay down their lives for their sheep. When we hear this, this lets us know that the Father and the Son are one, and God allowed himself to become flesh and dwell among us so that he could lay down his life for us. Just like a good shepherd. Jesus is described as the shepherd in many passages of the Bible. You see, first we will see a passage where it said Jesus is described as a good shepherd. You'll find that in John 10 and 11. John 10 and 11. And that scripture says, Jesus himself is saying, I am the good shepherd. So if Jesus said, you could believe it. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. This scripture let us know who our shepherd is and what he's willing to do for us. Have you ever thought about it that way? Second, Jesus is described as a great shepherd. If we go to Hebrews 13 and 20, Hebrews 13 and 20, it says, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. See, he's the great shepherd because, you see, he was raised from the dead, and he became the living God and the great shepherd. And a third scripture I would like you to see is Jesus is described as the chief shepherd. It's in 1 Peter 5 and 4. 1 Peter 5 and 4. And it says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. See, when Jesus come back, he's going to be the great shepherd. And he's going to come with a crown of glory in his hand for you, his sheep that obeyed his will and his way. You see, this scripture let us know that Jesus is coming back for his sheep. A good shepherd will leave 99 to go after one that is lost, and when he finds him, he rejoices. When a shepherd lose one of his sheep, it brought shame to him, and when he found the sheep, everyone rejoiced. Way back there in the Old Testament, if it was a shepherd and he lost a sheep, it was like shame, it was disgrace. And that shepherd would go out and find that one sheep and do everything that he could to bring him back. And when he brought it back, everyone rejoiced and he received honor. So it was very important for a shepherd not to lose a sheep. And that's the same way that God said, because he says it's his perfect will that each and every one of us have a chance to the tree of life and none of us would be lost. You see, since we know who the shepherd is and what a shepherd does, now it's time to bring in the sheep. Now let's see who the sheep are. Here we see that we are the sheep and should realize that we need a shepherd. God is using the analogy of sheep and their nature to describe us. You see, God said that he's the shepherd and he used a sheep. So what you say, God wants us to take on how sheep act because he is the shepherd who's going to protect us. You see, God used the sheep and their nature, the nature of the sheep to describe us. You see, a sheep have a natural tendency to wander off and get lost. Did you know that? God is saying we the sheep, and it's the characteristics of a sheep. So what we are saying, we have the tendencies to wander off and get lost. I don't know if it ever happened to you, but it has happened to me. You see, sheep are basically helpless creatures who cannot survive long without a shepherd. Come on now. You see, sheep are frightened very easily and become confused. You know, people walk around with fear. Some of people all every day of their life. Everything, every wind that blows, they let fear into in. Every twist and turn in their lives, fear into in. You know, they say sheep are frightened easily. And they become confused. You see, we walk through life and we confuse about a lot of things at different times. Sound like a sheep. You see, they have been known to plunge blindly off a cliff following another sheep. How many of us is following the wrong person, following the wrong doctrine, following the wrong whatever, and, you know, it causes us danger. We must be careful who we allow to lead us. God has all power and is in total control. Let me share this with you. Many of you have read the Bible for a long time, and if you haven't, but you have never read anywhere in the Bible that believers are described as mighty lions, or independent, or self-sufficient. Rather, the Bible describes us as sheep, depending on their shepherds for their provisions and protection. When we accept Christ as our Savior, he became our shepherd, and we became his sheep. You need to look at this for what it's really worth. They say in nowhere in the Bible that God could call us mighty warriors or the big strong person. It's always, you know, it's never predicated on you and what you can do and how you can do it, but it's God working in you. You see, that's the rest. We cannot rest because we do not understand. This lesson tonight is saying, God is saying, I'm the shepherd, you the sheep, and I'm going to take care of you. I got you. I'm gonna give you everything you need. Come on now. This is what the lesson is saying. And if we go to the second and the third verse, they say, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You see, they say, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, not your name's sake, his name's sake. You see, sheep will not lay down when they are hungry or drink from fast-flowing streams when they're thirsty. You see, a shepherd would dam up a stream so that his sheep could quench their thirst. You see, the shepherd knows his sheep will not drink from flowing streams. So a good shepherd come and dam that stream up so the water could be calm and the sheep could quench his thirst. What more do you think God will do for you? And then he leads them. See, God is leading us, and we have to learn how to follow. But plenty of us want to lead. And they said he leads us because sheep cannot be driven. Why don't we let God take the lead in our lives and learn how to follow? I guarantee you that's where your success is going to lie. You see, instead of they have to be led because they can't be driven. Instead, the sheep hears the voice of the shepherd and they follow him. We have to learn as sheep does with the shepherd. We have to learn to hear the voice of the shepherd and follow him. God is talking to us all the time through his word, through the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us is telling us things and trying to guide us and protect us, but we just don't listen. And then when we do listen sometimes, we are not following. We must become as sheep and realize that God knows the right path for us. God truly knows where the greenest grass is, because the grass may look greener on the other side. But I'm here to tell you, don't let all greener grass fool you. You see, Satan's got his hand in this too. And Satan will take things that are not what they are and make them appear to you as something what you would want it to be. And then we go on and we tackle with it, and when we look up, we in places and situations and circumstances and all of these things in our lives that we really wasn't bargaining for, but, you know, the grass looked greener on the other side. And don't let the greener grass fool you, and don't let Satan fool you. You see, a shepherd knows that a sheep needs rest. And he provides peace in a time of storm. And he's working it out for your good at all times. And guess what? At any cost. When you hear your shepherd voice, just follow him. You don't have to understand everything. You don't have to know everything. But if you know your shepherd voice and he is talking to you, just follow him. Trust him because he knows what's best. That's what trust means. When you trust somebody, you're acknowledging that they know what's best. And I have to ask you, do you know the voice of your shepherd? You see, God speaks to us in his word. Have you heard the voice of God lately in his word as you studied or meditated? You see, he leads us in a path of righteousness. You know, when they have a path is something that is well-worn. It's a rut. In other words, when a sheep wander into a new path, they start to explore, which leads them into trouble. You see, we have to learn to follow the path that Jesus has described in his word, which is his will and which is his way And if you do that, he said he guaranteed that your soul will be restored over and over again. Psalms 23 and 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, once we get saved, we don't have the same fear for death. Because, you know, there's life after this physical death. There is nothing you can do or say to eliminate debt. Not your strength or your courage, your education, your health, or even your wealth. Debt has the final word. Everyone is born to die. Because Jesus is leading us and guiding us through the valley of the shadow of debt. And will bring us to safety on the other side, we should have no fear. You see, that's what happened when you got saved, you know, and your salvation is guaranteed, and you know when this life is over, you know, you're gonna go into another life with Jesus Christ, and you know, the same fear is no longer or should no longer be with you. You see, because Jesus has taken a sting out of death. And if you ever read 1 Corinthians 15 and 55, 1 Corinthians 15 and 55, it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? You see, this is letting us know that once you accept Christ, you know, the grave ain't going to have victory over you, because when Jesus comes back, the dead in Christ is going to rise up first. That grave going to have to let them go. So the grave won't have no victory, which Satan was trying to set up. That's what he hoped. You see, when Jesus died and was crucified, when Jesus was crucified and died, Satan was really rejoicing because he thought he had won and he thought it was over. But as 1 Corinthians 15 and 55 said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Just as Jesus was resurrected, the dead in Christ is going to be resurrected as well. And the grave will not have victory because Jesus is coming back for his sheep. You see, in this verse, they talk about a rod. A rod in this verse is a short piece of wood. It's like a club head at the end. The shepherd used the rod in many ways. As a weapon, the shepherd used it to protect the sheep from danger. Shepherds developed great skills by tossing their rods to keep animals from attacking their sheep. So God is using a rod of protection for us to protect us from our enemies, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. You see, that's the rod of God that is being used as he operates as the great shepherd. You see, second, a rod can be hurled at the sheep who is about to get into trouble. You see, when we about to get into trouble, sometimes we, you know, something put our brakes on. Sometimes we come to our realization because God is using a rod to help us, to keep us out of trouble. Come on now. That's what the Holy Ghost, he's like the rod living inside of us that tell us, okay, don't do that, don't touch that, don't eat that, don't go there, don't say that, don't think that. You know, he's right there to keep us from getting out of trouble. But you see, you know, I guess like hard-headed sheep, we plenty of times be hard-headed people, and even though the rod is prompting us to do it, that will give us success, we do it our own way, and we have the consequences for our actions. You see, third, the rod is used to count and inspect the sheep. You know, sheep have real thick woolly hair. You see, the shepherd used the rod to spread their sheep thick wools, to look deeply into their skin to see if they're healthy or they sick. You see, the shepherd does inspections, and he uses the rod with the sheep. The sheep hair is thick, and you don't know what's going on under there. So the shepherd used the rod to, you know, divide, to look down up in the wool to see if he's healthy or not. You see, the word of God is the rod of God. God uses his word, his power, to protect us from danger, discipline us when we need it, and searches us to know our inner secrets, then determine whatever state we're in. And no matter what state you're in, believe this, it's not taking God by surprise. And he's going to work that out together for your good as well. If you allow him to be the shepherd and you become the sheep and let him lead you where he want to bring you, you will have success. You see, and they talked about a staff in this scripture too. You see, a staff is used to guide the sheep in the right direction and to keep the sheep in line. When a sheep has fallen, the staff is used to lift him up. Come on now. And carry him out of danger. Dangerous situations to safety. Carry him. You know, they always use that illustration of the footsteps in the sand. And when I read this just now, it made me think about that, the footsteps in the sand. When Jesus was walking with this man all the time, and they walked together, and there was always two sets of footprints in the sand, and the man said, started getting rocky, and the road started getting tough, and he figured he needed Jesus more than ever, and he looked down, and he saw one set of footprints in the sand, and he questioned Jesus about it, and Jesus said, when you saw only one set, that set, those footsteps was mine, and I was carrying you. You see, right here, they say the staff is used when a sheep is in danger. That staff have that hook neck on it. You know what I'm talking about, the staff. That's the thing that come around and have that hook. You see, that hook is on the end of that. So if the sheep is getting in trouble or going the wrong way or about to go into danger, the shepherd used that staff and he hooks him and he take and he bring him to safety. And that's what God is doing in our lives. Also, the staff is used to draw the sheep together into intimate relationships. You see, the staff is used to keep the sheep together so they could know each other and they could be with each other and not all wandering off and all separated, you see. And that's what God wants us to have, intimate relationships with one and another, and begin to learn how to rely on each other and to trust each other and become one body, the body of Christ with many members. You see, the staff represents God's spirit. The spirit of God will guide you in the right direction, pick you up when you have fallen, and carry you to safety. The staff is used to give a nervous or confused sheep comfort and peace by letting him know the shepherd is right there with him. Every time the sheep get confused and feel lonely or don't have peace, don't that sound like us? The shepherd is use the staff to let him know, look, I'm right here. You know, God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You see, Jesus is the great shepherd, and we must become as sheep. God has provided everything for us to live a righteous life, and he will see us through if we allow him and follow his lead. And if we look at Psalms 23 and 5, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you know how deep this is? Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And the sixth verse said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you realize that this is a promise of God? Do you know all of the promises that God has promised each and every one of us that's written in his word? There are so many promises for you that you could hold on to, that you could be happy about, that you could rejoice about. But if you don't know them, how could you possibly rejoice? How could you possibly feel the assurance that he's given you and the promises that he said he will deliver unto you unless you know him. You see, he said, thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Promise. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever if you accepted Christ. Promise. He's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Promise. No matter what somebody's trying to do with you, God got you. And in the midst of your enemies, he's going to show up and show off. He got it. Promise. He said he's going to anoint your head with oil. Promise. Your cup is going to run it over. Take it. Enjoy it. Trust it. Hold on to it. And look with a spirit of expectation that you deserve it, and he said it, and he can do it, and you believe it, and you expect it, and you could even call him on it. Because God said, if I said it, it is true. So if you call God on something that's true, there is no disrespect or anything. You letting him know what he has said. And then he granted to show you that he meant it. You see, in the Eastern culture, it was mandatory to anoint your guests with oil. You see, they do that in, you know, back there in the Jews and all everything. You know, the host was expected to protect his guests at all costs. I know y'all know the story when Lot had the men in his house, and the men in the town was trying to get to the men he had in there, and Lot was so messed up because he knew, you know, if some stranger or visitor or guest is in your home and you don't protect them, that's shame, you know, and it might have brought you to jail, but it was really bad. So when that happened in Lot's house, and the men wanted Lot to send the men out to them for the wrong reasons and stuff like that, and Lot even told them, if it could satisfy you, rather than me sending these men out my house, I'll give you my daughters because I have to protect these guests. And that's how important it was. And God say, I'll prepare a table before you. He's inviting you to be his guest. And a person protects his guest. You have to see what the word of God is saying. That's why studying is so important. But right here he's saying, he's preparing a table before you. God offers the protection of a host, even in the presence of your enemies. God is saying, hey, I got you. Follow as I lead. God is a God of more than enough. We must cooperate with God to receive his many blessings. He will pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive it if you trust him. Here we see that God has prepared a well-planned out thought for you before the foundation of the world. Many things that your enemy tried to do you, God turned it around for your good, and they just can't figure out how. You know, things going wrong in your life, and they figure this is going to be the thing that take you out, but yet you rise up. That's what I'm talking about, them enemies, the ones who don't mean you no good. The ones who are looking for you to fail. The ones who would, if they could, do you hurt, harm, and danger. Your enemies. You know, God said, I will make your enemies your footstool. You see, in his plans, all provision, protections, needs, and guidance is included. You got to check it out in the word of God. Everything written and all of his promises are there for you. The favor of God anoints your head and makes your cup run it over. Do you have any favor in your life? The favor of God anoints your head. They have a lot of people going around, I'm the favor of God. I have faith in God. Do you know what it means? But tonight I'm telling you, the favor of God anoints your head and make your cup run it over. You see, when you accepted Christ, you already got the favor of God, but God will make you have favor with man. God will touch the hearts and the minds of men that you have to come into that has something that you need that God's got for you, and he will allow them to put favor on your life, and you don't even know why they're doing it. That's the favor of God. You see, God will allow you to be tested. Come on now. Just because you love the Lord, don't think you won't be tested. So that the situation can bring you to maturity. And he uses this to show others and your enemies his mercy with you when he bring you up. And he let them see that his grace is working out for your good, even in the midst of a test, adversity, situation. You see, God wants us to sit at the table and be his invited guests. Eat and taste and see that it is good, because it is sweeter than the honey of a honeycomb. Sit at the table of God and eat and see that it is good. You see, the great shepherd has done and is doing his part all the time. Now that we see Jesus as the chief shepherd, and when we become as sheep, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. It is not to say that we will not have hard times, times of despair, adversity, trial, tribulation, but it never comes, it's never what comes our way, but who we go through it with. Who we go through it with. Just because we love God don't mean we're going to be exempt. Remember that. You know, the perfect shepherd promised to guide and protect us through life, to bring us into his house forever. And how we know that? Jesus said in his words, he's coming back for his sheep. And you got to remember, no matter what the question is, God has the answer. And as I close tonight with this program, the 23rd Psalms, I want you to know that our, not yours, not just yours, but mine, all of us, all God's people, all the people on the world who even haven't even accepted Christ should, but it's our ultimate goal to be with Jesus, where we will live eternally with him. That's our hope. That's our goal. That's what we should set our sights on. You know, we have our sights on too many of these temporal things. You know, we got to get this. We got to go do that. We got to do this. You know, don't set your sights on the temporary, because our goal is to be with Jesus. So you have to do and get yourself in position to be with Jesus. But until that time comes, we must be as sheep and allow the shepherd to lead, and we follow. God says it is not on you. It has never been on you. Philippians 2 and 13 say, God said, it is I that work it in you to will and to do my good pleasures. God say, what I want from you, I'm going to work it out in you, but you got to be willing to submit. He didn't say you got to be willing to do it all. God say, I'm going to work it out, but you got to submit. You got to become as a sheep and let me lead you. You got to become as a sheep and you got to follow me. God say, I got you. Trust and obey my word. He said, these battles are not yours. They belong to me. Why we can't believe that? Why we get beaten up on every twist and turn all the time? Not today, but maybe tomorrow. Not this year, but next year. Why? If he brought you through before, don't you have enough confidence that he could bring you through again? You see, God used the analogy of a helpless defenseless, frightened sheep. And Jesus, as the powerful, all-knowing, full of grace and mercy, to let us know that even though we are weak, he is strong. And yes, we are powerless, but he has all power in his hand. God never expected us to make it on our own. He never did. You got to stop acting like you can. We can do nothing in and of ourselves without him. Learn to allow God to lead, and you will never go wrong. Remember this, Jesus is our shepherd and so much more. And if you believe and keep the faith, he will see you through. Please allow Jesus, our shepherd, to lead you. And in all your ways, through prayer and supplication, making your requests known, I guarantee you that he will direct your path. And that's the lesson for the night, the 23rd Psalm. And we have to learn to depend and trust God for everything, not some things. You know, one thing go wrong and we got a knot in our stomach big as an egg. Fear sets in, and fear is the evidence of something that may appear to be real, and fear is a trick of Satan, you know, and fear is not of God, because they say God is not a God of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Trust it. And that's our lesson for tonight. I want to let everybody know next week, I won't be able to do the Bible study on Wednesday, but I may be able to do it on Thursday, and if I'm able to do it on Thursday, I will send a message out for Thursday, because I don't think I'll be back in town enough, be back in town on Wednesday night to do the lesson. So I may decide to do it on Thursday, and I will send the notices out, and you could join in at that time if your schedule allows it. But at this time, I'm just asking if anybody would have anything to say. Would like to add anything to this and want to give an expression how the Lord is their shepherd, you know, and how they learn to be sheep, and they could, you know, can share it with everybody. It would be a great thing. But since there is no one that have anything that they would like to need to say, what I'm going to do at this time is, it is now 9:23. You know, my goal is always to be 1 hour for 9:30, so we have 7 minutes. So there's several things, you know, I guess I can do. I can pray and you know, of course, I could play more music. But God is a good God. You know, when I called in the day, I wasn't feeling bad, but I wasn't feeling good, not from no sickness or nothing, you know, but you have funny days, you know, and you have days when it don't seem like other days. And that's how this was a little bit for me. But, you know, we have to still do what we need to do when we feel like it or don't feel like it. You know, it's not predicated on how we feel, but it's what God has assigned for you to do. But I'm so thankful that I did, you know, go through with the lesson, and I'm so thankful, because, you know, now, you know, God has restored my soul, and, you know, I feel good, and I feel his presence. You know, sometimes we feel that, you know, God is not close to us, but God said in his word, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is never separating from us, but we be separating ourselves from God. God say I'm ever near. God say I'm a God of nearness. I'm always there, right there for you. Always right there for you. And at this time, remember, next Wednesday we won't have a class. a Bible study. Which, if y'all could do this for me, the callers that's still on the line, if y'all, I'm not going to ask you to talk anything, but if y'all would like to do the Bible study on Thursday, I'll just wait till the next Wednesday. So the question right now is if y'all would like to have a Bible study on Thursday at the same time, 8:30 on Thursday night, you could press the one button on your phone. If not, we'll just wait till the Wednesday, you know, skip this Wednesday and wait till the next Wednesday, and we'll have the lesson at that time. But I just want to let everybody know that I'm glad that you all, you know, call in. At this time, I'm going to say a prayer. And for those who would like to stay on the line for the music, the line is, the music is going to be playing. And if someone would like to talk or make a comment at that time, I will still open your mic. So let us have the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, precious God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your people. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your faithfulness, your mercy and your grace. Dear Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come together again this Wednesday night. Lord, I thank you for your word that went forward, for letting us know that you are the great shepherd. And it is our goal to learn to act like sheep. Lord, you have all power in your hand. Lord, I pray that everybody who called in and everybody that's listening on the internet and everybody that's going to listen to this lesson during the week, that they be blessed. You know the blessing that they're in need of, God. Bless each and every home that is represented here. Bless everybody's children and their family and their friends. Bless our city, dear God, and our state. Lord, bless, dear God. Lord, I'm asking a special blessing on Ray Nagin's family because, you know, when one person falls, it always hurt others. And I'm asking that you keep his family close and let them be financially able to meet their obligations, dear God. Let them not suffer. Lord, bless our president as he go through all of the different things and, you know, all of the enemies on every side, dear God. Protect him in the midst of his enemies. And God, I'm going to be so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, for all of our sakes. And that's the lesson for the night. I want to tell you that, remind you again, I won't be here on Wednesday. And we probably won't have the show on Thursday because the one buttons didn't go on. And I'll see you not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that. Oh, some of the buttons is coming on, requesting that we have the show on Wednesday, on Thursday. So I'll get it together, and I'll send out a posting for Thursday. So it's going to be Thursday at 9:30. It's going to be on Thursday night, next Thursday at 8:30. Next Thursday at 8:30, we'll have the lesson, and anybody who can join us, we'll be glad to have you. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. Right now it's 9:28, and I'm going to put on some music, and you can listen to the music. And if you decide, caller number 1111. I'm not asking you to talk, but I saw your button come on. I don't know if it was just because of Thursday night, and that's what I thought, but I didn't know if you would like to say something. So if you would like to say anything, you could say it now, and you don't have to if you don't want to. But your mic is open at this time. Okay, I closed the mic, and I took that as a vote for Thursday. So right now we're going to put some more music on, and if you decide you want to talk or say anything, you can press the one button, and I'll open the mic for you. And this record is The Joy of the Lord. Thank you.
I'm when my problems come knocking at me. Full of glory, joy unspeakable.
Play this other record because it seems so appropriate. The name is Step Aside. We have to learn how to step aside and let go and let God.
Hold on, don't give up. Don't you worry, you don't have to cry. God sees, he sees the world you're going through. Oh yes he does. God is willing and he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise. So if you trust him, just step aside. Oh, yeah. And be still. Don't question it.
God is asking us to do, to step aside and let him do what he does best. Well, that's our program for tonight, and I pray that God be with you until we meet again. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. See you next time. Good night.